8:32 on the clock. We'll call to order. The Board of Equalization opens meeting. Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Myers, and Tiemann, and Lytle will be gone all day today. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Oh, this meeting is August 3rd of 2016. I don't always put the date on there, and that's what we're trying to make sure we have. I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote.
One here.
Oh. 5 in favor with Bauman abstaining.
I didn't read them yet, sorry.
Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. I don't even see Gus here this morning. So, I don't know. We didn't look to see if his pickle was here or not. So,
I had somebody catch me at lunch yesterday and tell me that you really need to look at current sales and start letting that reflect in your assessments. I said I'd pass that along.
I've had lots of advice on a daily basis.
I have a question.
Ready? Yeah. Go ahead.
I was contacted by, I think, in result of the dry spell and the recent protests and valuations. Is there any accommodation for irrigated ground that is made for outside of where the pivot can hit, like on an end gun? On some of these, where the pivot comes close to the road, they have to shut the end gun off so it doesn't hit the road. And so there's some acres there that actually aren't getting irrigated, but the total parcel is valued on irrigation. Is there a way that they can exclude that if they bring the maps in? Okay.
Yeah. The whole key is maps, because they certified it FSA. So we pretty much guesstimate if we don't know, you know, and that's pretty hard to do with, you know, we've got the technique, but the ends, the corners and stuff, usually are not. You can't get the irrigation. So all I need is a map, because FSA will not give the assessor's office. It has to come from the taxpayer. And that's something we can do outside of protest.
That's what I thought it could be. They could adjust that, but I just wanted to verify.
Yeah, and we have sent notices out before showing what the acres are. It's been a while, but we've showed what the acres are. We've asked them to bring in the maps, because with our technology now,
they can go online and on your GPS and out on there. It will have how many irrigated acres of each soil class and everything. So you can go on there, and they can go on there, and they can add up their acres and see if they're close to what.
Well, I'm guessing this person hadn't done that with the maps, because when I said, well, yeah, because I had said the same thing. We can't get those maps. It's the privacy laws on that. Right. You got to bring those in. I think Patty, but I said, I'll see her Wednesday. I'll confirm.
Yep. All I need is a map, and it can come even now, because as long as it's a correction type thing, a recounting, and you know, this is what these are today, because we have a lot of people did bring them in, and this is a whole group of ones that we recounted. So these were all. Now, the problem is sometimes people think it's always going to lower, whereas when we took a whole farm on one protest and then we put other pieces in, so two of them went down and one of them went up. So it can flip and work against you, but generally it doesn't. So, that's what we need to do, and we can do that at any time. So,
Patty, yeah. I'm sure you got a copy of this stuff, too, like I did, maybe a few other ones. It's something from the Nebraska Revised Statute 77-1371, where it says how you're supposed to value properties and things. Have you, I'm sure, I know he's, certain person said he brought it up to you.
Is that with a protest?
Yeah.
I think it was part of a protest this year.
Okay. I mean, are we following what that says then? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that it says that didn't bother me, but I'm sure there's more to it. It says comparable sales use and guidelines, and in no place in there does it say 3 years. Where is that at?
That's in state statute, too.
Okay. Well, this is the state statute, but I don't see it in there.
Yeah, I can go to the other one. Basically,
I assume that was correct.
Yeah.
But this is what I was
brought. And that's the problem. Everybody can look at those books and read something. But what happens, Terry, is we do our sales analysis and come up with the value. Then our liaison from the state of Nebraska comes down, and we do a what if to see where we're at, to see if we're between 69 and 75. So then that what if is done. Then my records go to Ruth Sorensen, who is the tax administrator. From there, she reviews it, and she writes a whole book of reports and opinions. And if you ever, it's about that thick, but it's very interesting if you want to ever look at it. Then she recommends to the Tax Equalization Review Commission whether all 93 counties need to show cause of why they didn't come into compliance or why they did, you know, they chose not to raise their values. I could sit back and not do anything as the assessor and say, I'm going to let the state come in and do my job for me because they would order me to increase. Omaha's going through it right now. They have tons of protests, and they're even going to court on some of the ones. They're taking Turk to court, I think, is what the way it reads. But three people are overlooking my shoulder from what I'm doing.
Well, I'm sure.
So, and then
the other question that this gentleman had was the comparable sales we're using to get this valuation. Do you have that list of sales?
I have all the sales in the sales file.
Okay.
We've got them plotted on a map down there. Lloyd,
is that a copy that I could get?
We can give you copies of the sales.
Okay. I'd just like to see what the sales were comparing.
And we've got the whole map, and Mr. Dickinson explained that all to him, too,
okay.
If it's the person I think it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what it is. And the thing we have an assessor's workshop at the end of this month. And we've asked the governor to come. I don't believe he can make it. But there again, we wanted to talk to him because as things start to go down now or start to stabilize at least, we're still looking at 3 years back.
Well, I understand.
And so it's going to get kind of bad here for the next year if things start coming down real fast because I can't get it down as quick as what the market's doing.
I understand that.
And that is a concern of the assessors, and that's why we kind of wanted him to, you know, we were out there for a week for class and everything, and we thought that would be a good point to talk to the governor and stuff, but I don't know whether he'll send his lieutenant governor or not, but he hasn't been invited.
He could send a staff member that can communicate with him. He has staff members that will coordinate that. So there is no reason that there shouldn't be a representative of the governor at that meeting.
Yeah, and I'm the vice president of our association, but we have an assessor that's the president of all 93 counties.
When you call the governor's office and talk to his staff and ask him who's going to put the heat on, call him and ask. And call to the governor directly if you can.
I know Lynn Mussman from Fillmore County has tried to get him to come, and if nothing else, we'd like, you know, Lieutenant Governor Foley. Foley is his name, isn't
Foley,
it?
Foley, right. Mike Foley.
I mean, we need to, and I've asked these people too, you know, at one point, I don't know if some got groups together and did some things last year, but it's not enough. I mean, it just, you need to keep, you know, and I'm not just talking for ag, it's kind of for everybody, you know, commercial, residential. You know, we haven't seen the increases the ag sector has, but we still need to look at, I mean, it's just we need tax dollars to fund schools and things, and until we get something different in place, but everybody starts to address it, and then it gets to kind of get thrown because I don't know if anybody just doesn't know exactly what to do. Or
everybody's afraid of doing anything with taxes because they get griped and, excuse me, they have all sorts of problems. So if you have to make adjustments to take care of the people, you have an obligation by statute to take care of people, are afraid to do it, but they have to do it, and there are complaints.
I would give his office a call to talk to someone, you know, whoever you talk to, just ask for a follow-up to see who's going to be there. I'd be amazed if they didn't send someone.
Yeah, I would too. We have a meeting again before we go out there, and I really feel like they should at least, because, you know, question and answer period, concerns during after protests, this is a good time to talk with assessors. A lot of assessors are married to farm people, and they have questions, and you know, they understand their, you know, but I want to represent all property, you know, and all tax relief for everybody too. And
so
So, Patty, what would be the process if the assessors decided, you said you don't have to do anything, you can just leave it? Who would come in and do that then?
The tax, probably resources office.
What if the assessors association said, we're done moving it until you deal with this? Does the state have the resources to go county by county by county to go fix this? And then would that force their hand to finally deal with it?
Trust me, there's, you know, I would love to do that because everybody, I mean, it's very difficult to do the ag. And we've even asked for the state to do ag because they would have the formula that all 93 counties they could do. And years ago, and I've been here a long time, but years ago, the state did set our ag land values. And that's been years ago. Probably when Denny, back in the, I would say, late 70s to early 80s. You know, I don't know. It just seems to me like they just don't want to. I mean, we always get it pushed aside every year.
Well, and the purpose was they were trying to push it back to the counties so we'd have control. So we would have some say in how those values were done rather than the state doing it. The push was get it local. Get it as local as you possibly can. That's the reason it came back.
And, you know, I've never said, well, it's the state's fault, because the state is interpreting what the legislature has decided. And so I don't want to pass that back and say, because they have been very good to help me make sure that we are in the acceptable range, because if we're not, then I get called in to TURC. And, you know, we get a percentage increase across the board, and that's not the best way to do it. But yeah, Matt, I could just say I'm not doing anything with ag next year.
Well, you know, Lancaster County did that, what, maybe 3 years ago. They put zero increase in for their ag land.
Yeah.
And then the state called them in and they had a hearing or whatever, and then the state told them 17% increase, I think, something like
it
that.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, the state come back and says you would.
And then you get really, really, you know, I mean, Lancaster's a lot bigger than us, but they really go and give you a pretty good lecture, I think.
And well, then the state brought down ag values down from 100% down, so that we're not at 100% now. And a lot of people don't even think about that, but we don't value ag land at 100%.
That's right. But when Ben Nelson took office, we were at 50%, and he raised it to 70%. So we were lower yet even at one time.
But that's something to keep in mind. I know the ag land owners don't like that, but you hear that from the commercial people that they're paying 100%, and they'd like to be at 70% too.
Mm-hmm. Iowa is at 33% right now.
It'd be a good time to sell land here and buy in Iowa.
Kansas is a lot lower than we are. I mean, yeah, part of it is the tax structure and all of that. I mean,
well, and once again, as Denny has said, you've got tons of people in Kansas City. We don't in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. We have nothing bringing income into our state. I mean, really. I don't know what else. I mean, what does Iowa and Kansas have then that we don't have? I mean, they have probably, you know, is it Kansas? What's the
a lot more population in both states?
I think their sales tax structure is different than ours is.
That's a good part of it. There's been articles in the paper that sales tax and our exemptions, and I mean, there's a lot of things involved here or whatever. But when some of the states around you are a lot less, you know, what people are paying today for ag land in Nebraska on taxes and what they were paying proportionately 10 years ago. Denny's right, the legislature set it up, but that has shifted so much. Nothing that the legislature did during those 10 years, but as a result of the policies that are out there. And that has shifted that tax. In the Lincoln paper here about a week ago, the superintendent out at York had a real good open letter in there, and they've increased their taxes about 2 to 3% a year. Not their taxes, their budget. But because they've lost in the last 7 years $3 million in state aid, the taxes in that school district have gone up tremendously because the state aid from the schools that the legislature is interpreting and doing, York School District lost over $3 million in state aid. And his comments was, people, our budget is not having the increases, but because of the state and what they do. And there again, I can't even begin to understand the school aid formula, and I'm not sure they all do either. But because of adjustments or not adjustments to the school aid formula, they've lost $3 million in state aid. Now, that has to be picked up by their taxpayers. Their budget has to go way down.
Another thing to remember, too, is if you look at ground prices in our surrounding states, the per acre price is way lower than what our per acre price is here, too. I mean, it's artificially increased because people want ground close by, evidently, or they like this ground. You can go to Kansas and buy ground cheaper.
Iowa's not a good example at all.
Iowa's not, but Kansas and Missouri are both lower.
No, not good ground in Missouri.
Good ground, but the ground's way less money, and then the taxes are way less.
Taxes are far less.
I looked at some ground in Missouri, and it sure looks like cruddy ground, but it sure produces like nobody's business.
How do they support their schools in Kansas and Iowa?
They're not doing a very good job of
it
right now.
The Supreme Court in Kansas went back and told the legislature, you will fund that different. They got called in, and they had a special session this summer. And I don't follow it close enough to know, maybe Denny has, but they had to have a special session because they flat out told them schools will not open this fall if you don't adjust the funding.
They were broke. I mean, they didn't have any money to fund their education.
Yeah.
And the legislature had to come back in a special session.
And, you know, I get calls every day from a few different people all the time. And, you know, they question, sales cannot be determined to be good sales if they're between family members either. You know, there's certain things I do not throw low ones out. In fact, we've got one down, you know, in your area and stuff. All the lows, all the highs. We do not average either, and that's one thing that Myron and I talked about. It is not an average. It's a median level of value. So we've got 78 sales that we array on a scale, okay? So your highs and your lows, and when you get to the middle, that's our median level of value. So we don't add them all up and divide them by that and come up with a number. Plus, it's very difficult because not every sale has all ag. It doesn't have all dry. It doesn't have all grass. It sometimes has increments. So I've had Lloyd Dickinson, he's an appraiser. I've had Jeff Monaholland, Bob Toma, who the previous assessor was, myself. I mean, there's a lot of us that are looking at it. And believe me, I really do try our best because everybody goes, we need market areas. But you see an $8,000 sale up here, but then you go down into Elm and you've got two of them down there. Where do you... You know, perfect world, I could divide every township, but then you go across the township line, you go across the county line. You know, I need answers, too, because I'm not feeling real comfortable as the assessor, but that's the law. But is it the right way to do it? You know, it has its problems, and it's not the perfect, but, you know, what do you do? I mean, and if I don't do my job, then I feel like, you know, okay, I'm not in the state, and I'm blaming the state. And, you know, I try to do the best for the people because I don't put it at the very highest. I do it, you know, I'm at 72 point whatever, and it rounded up to 73 this year. But honestly, I mean, we have a lot of eyes looking at it, and I've brought people in for the reason of that. Because ag has been so high for the last few years.
Yeah. And the real issue is, as Myron summarized it, it's state aid to education. And they set up state aid to take some of the pressure off of property taxes. And then when property taxes escalated, they took it back away from the school districts. And now they don't know how to fund the school districts without getting it from ag. And that's the issue now. I mean, it needs to be adjusted again, and it's a legislative fix. They just need to commit to it.
I guess one thing that kind of bothers me, though, is there's fee appraisers out there that have appraised this land at this high. You know what I mean? Most appraised people have to have an appraisal done when something is, you know, like if I bought a house, you usually have to pay a fee appraiser that comes in and appraises that land or that house. So those appraisals have been there. Those $8,000 an acre or $10,000, and that's irrigated. And our county never used to be irrigated either. And, you know, now pivots have gone up all over. So somebody's appraised it that high also, you know, because I've seen some of those appraisals. So I don't know. We just need some answers, and we need to keep pushing at it, because at the local level, we're not going to get anything until everybody comes together and either says, we're not going to do it, or, and you know, I don't know that you're going to get that from the 93 counties. You may have one or two that might say, well, I'll let the state do it, but I don't know that all of them would do that. So.
Depends on how Omaha comes out with their situation. They might be mad enough at the state after that, so, you know, because they've
theirs got is those. Residential, isn't it?
Yes.
But one area got lowered and one area got raised, and they are arguing both of those.
Well, she didn't like what the assessor, previous assessor that she defeated, yeah, had in the sales database.
Yeah.
I
don't know either, but they know they, the board up there, at least that was in the paper, the board voted to challenge that in court, so.
Generally, if Turk and the state are in your county, that's not a good sign if they're there for another reason other than to help you. Because
yeah.
So, I'm audited and everything. They come down now and make sure that all my values are incorrect and everything because of one county that was not putting things in right. So.
Well, in Omaha, they just jerked North Omaha out and did one thing and jerked Eastern and Southwestern Omaha out and did another one. And
yeah. They have their own
into the details.
Yeah.
But anytime anybody wants to come look at stuff, I'm open to plenty of suggestions, but unfortunately we've looked at it 100 different ways and you know, I don't know.
Okay, we got a couple things to handle on the agenda here, I guess. We
did ask for comments from the public, but that was before Mr. Crutzen came in. Did you have any comments?
Well, you want me now or later?
Well, do you want to wait for the regular agenda? Or?
Yeah, I'll wait for the regular agenda and go on.
Okay.
I got some input on what you guys are talking about here.
Well, this would be the appropriate.
Well, if it's about this, are you coming today to talk about this? And while Patty's here, then that would be good.
Okay.
Too.
Or I can stay. I mean, whatever you guys want to do.
Oh.
If you want to
go ahead.
Landhart, 29813 South 120th Road. Yeah, what you guys is talking about in the slip that Juergens had over there, that's no good because it says on there you can protest within arm's length. And I've got oodles of them that sales that I can come up with arm's length, a lot less money than what mine is appraised at. And so that really don't mean nothing. And then they got the income on the stuff. Well, like CRP ground, it takes just about 45, a little over 45% of what you get from your CRP that goes to local taxes. And where are we going with this stuff? And as far as that, last night, I was talking to a guy. He's got 200 acres in Missouri. Guess what his land taxes are?
About a fourth.
$390-some an acre it was.
No, on a quarter, not $390.
Dollars on 200 acres.
On 200 acres.
Yeah. Right. And so...
$2 an acre.
Yeah, and I congratulate you for buying my land because it's only appraised $800 an acre, too much you paid for it.
Me? I didn't... What land?
Yeah, you had your name on the signature, no change.
Oh.
So when do you want to do the paperwork?
Well, I'm not sure the county has money to buy it right now. So.
Well, I mean, you had your name on it.
That was as chairman of the county board, not me.
So I'm planning on going to the state.
That's
and find,
perk,
get
yeah.
down. And how long does a guy have to file?
I would file, like, the county board heard the last ones on the 20th. I would file by the 20th of August.
Before then, the 20th of August.
I'd say the 15th.
Yeah. Now, this is maps. You was talking about it. You can get these maps. And it tells you the qualification. I got to stop in there. I think it don't compare with what you got. I just had a fresh one made, so I'll stop later. And then I'll talk about it a little later on some input after you get started on...
At a regular meeting.
Yeah, regular meeting.
Yeah.
We just keep talking to the governor and the legislature, Lenhart. That's important. Keep talking to the governor and the legislature.
Okay, and then just talking about getting the tax organization started again. Well, I talked to a guy, and we're thinking of cranking that up next winter again. So I don't know how many of you guys would be interested in joining that and to get what it should be is a third. Third property tax, third income tax, third sales tax. That's what it should be. Then everybody's equal.
Okay.
So,
Okay, entertain a motion to approve the tax correction slip number 12.
I'd move to approve tax correction slip number 12.
Second.
Motion by Byers and seconded by Thiemann, and this is for a, I believe it was up at the Hoyle Trailer Court. It was a mobile home that needed to, moved out of county.
So what we do is accelerate the taxes. Gage County gets the taxes because it was here January 1. So it's a tax add to the tax base.
Okay,
and then when they move it out of the county, then...
So that's just for this year, because next year it won't even be on the tax rolls then.
It'll go to the other county.
Yeah, and it's a total of $83.02. So vote 6-0 in favor. Approve or disapprove denying protest that was received after the deadline from Tracy Light off of Cortland, Nebraska.
I received this in my office on July 29th.
Which was almost a month afterwards, because it was by June 30th when they needed to be. So, but the postmark was actually July 27th. That was when the postmark on the letter was. So,
when was it required to be in?
June 30th.
And we talked about that. There's nothing that can be done regardless because of that.
But they still can. They can
come
go
to
ahead.
My office and we'll talk about whatever the problem might be, but I might not be able
can,
to.
If it didn't go through our hearing process or our process, can they refer this? Can they protest it to Turk without? No. Okay.
But you could correct it possibly if there's something.
If there's an error, something like an error. I mean, if it's just, I'm too high, then no.
They can come in and visit with Patty's office. Otherwise, our motion was to deny it, right?
I'd move to deny that.
Oh, we haven't had no motion. Never mind.
No, we don't have a motion.
You're getting a motion.
I'd move to deny that because it came in almost a month late.
Second.
Okay. Thiemann made a motion to deny this because of coming in almost a month late. Byers seconded. Any more discussion? Vote 6-0 in favor. And we have approve or disapprove Gage County Assessor's 2016 omitted real property / clerical error report and submitting report to property tax administrator.
Okay, basically that what that is this year they're asking, and I think last year they did too, we scan this and send this in. Omitted property is like if we picked up a deck or hog barn or a new addition to a house. These we've put on the tax rolls, and so it lists those. And then also there was a block of some correct lot sizes that we had to correct the price per square foot, so it's just a list that goes to Lincoln. And then the other ones are that the list doesn't have to, but we do have a copy in Don's office of the recounted acres that farmers have brought maps into us.
So these are mostly corrections that you probably made in the office,
right?
Instead
they're
of
not
coming
anything
to
that
the protest.
Were protested. Yes. It was things that we could make in my office without a protest, but we send a letter into them on the ones so that they have it for if they want to come in and audit me or whatever. So
these they can still file a protest.
And those they have until, yeah, but that deadline's about done too. Well, some of them might be done.
Okay. So. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove sending them on to the property tax administrator. And this is something we do every year, right, Patty?
Yeah, it used to be they didn't require a copy, but now they do.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bowen, seconded by Thiemann. Any more discussion? Vote 6-0 in favor. Anything else? Not, we'll adjourn the meeting at 9:01.